This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's interesting. We are getting closer to camp, and I still have I have no real idea of what to prepare for on the Shador front and how much media that's actually going to bring for this.
Yeah, listen, I think... It, I mean, it depends, right? It depends on how the Browns kind of go about this, because right now we haven't seen him take reps with the ones. They can tell us that he's taking reps with the ones, which apparently they think he has. They've said they've been rotating these guys throughout the entire spring. So maybe that's the case. But until we, like, once we start seeing him with the ones is where the story is really going to take off.
No, I it will be a story immediately next week. And then I think what you're saying comes into play.
Well, there's always like the initial, like, when is Shador? Like, I think going into camp, it's when are we going to see him do it? And then there'll be a lot of talk about that and why he deserves it and why he should. And then once he actually gets there, then it takes on a whole nother life of its own, because then you're going to start getting the people comparing. Well, hey, Shador looked like this with the ones versus Dylan Gabriel looked like that with the ones versus Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett looked like that with the ones.
We'd be charting passes here, yeah, coming up exactly. In a week's time.
So that's the thing for me is, like, I am fascinated to see, like, where that happens. I think he's earned the right to take some rest of the ones in front of the media, I guess is the way we got to put it, because we don't know if he did it behind closed doors. But based on how he played and practiced, where I thought every time he was out there, I get it was the threes and fours a lot of the times, but then even when he went with the twos, he was the most, like, consistent no matter what group he was playing with, that I think he probably earned the right to at least try to run with the ones a little bit.
I think next week specifically. I don't know about Circus, because, you know, some of the Shador stuff has been tamped down by the Browns already with how they handled him since drafting him. So I and that's been effective. Whether I agree with why they're doing it or not isn't really the point, but... So I think there's going to be that early interest early in camp, just because, and, like, we know it here. Obviously, everybody in town knows it. I'm sure ESPN knows it out in Bristol. Like, you say Shador, if you have compelling Shador content, it does strike up interest beyond just the folks that live in town here. Now, what will be interesting is, does it tamp down, and then the guy goes out in the first preseason game, sparkles against the threes and fours, and all of a sudden we're rushing back? But I think this is what I think is so interesting is, because I said this yesterday, is that I can't remember if it was Nick Padone or if it just kind of came up organically on the show, talking about, oh, this Browns quarterback situation is one of the most interesting in the NFL. It's like, not outside of Cleveland, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and by the way, it's in the same conversation as the Saints with Tyler Shuck. Like, I guarantee you, Saints fans are like, I'm a Rattler guy, you're a Shuck guy, let's go get it, right?
Well,
and that'll last until about week four when they're 0-4.
Lesser scale, though, I think, nationally there, because it's not like Tyler Shuck has the star power that Shador Sanders does.
So this is a really good point. Like, I think Shador is the story. Meaning, like, outside of Cleveland, you're going to hear a lot of Shador on the big networks and on everything else. And I think locally, you're going to hear more about the quarterback battle itself. But sometimes what happens when the national media has one talking point about the same position and the local talking point is maybe about the greater room, it's going to feel like all the Shador talk in the world. Just because if you turn on First Take, it's going to be there. If you turn on, I don't know, Fox Sports 1's got like two shows right now, but any one of their two shows after firing everybody else and a fair amount of the talent, you're going to be able to find it. You're going to be able to find it on one of those shows. And by the way, it goes
even, Emmanuel Acho, right?
It goes, I was actually thinking about Danny Parkins. That dude is, and Craig Carton, those dudes are legit, yeah, no BS yeah. talent. By the way, Joy is talented. Thank you very much. I don't appreciate the connotation.
I'm not saying she wasn't talented. I was asking you about Emmanuel Acho. That's all.
Your voice cracked like a mother there.
Worse than yours,
We both were like,
Happens to me all the time.
But no, I mean, I think I could see Browns fans getting frustrated with the amount of coverage around Shador, because you're also going to hear some of it just naturally because we're going to be focusing on the quarterback battle.
Here, the quarterback competition is the storyline. Obviously, like people are.
I think it's more split than you're saying, but yes, it is. It's probably more quarterback battle, Flacco versus Pickett, than it is specifically Shador.
What I mean is, I think here locally, people lump the Shador part of this conversation just into an overarching bucket of the quarterback competition as a whole, because people are entrenched. You're either like JP and I, who are like, we think Shador Sanders is the best quarterback on this team; he should start. Or you're like, I want to see a veteran play and then pave way for the rookies. And then there's even a third category where people who are like, don't forget about Dylan Gabriel over here. So
there's a fourth group of people who are like, what about the Wildcat offense? Do you have to start a quarterback?
Those people still exist. But
enough,
no, like,
mushrooms and anything can exist.
But yeah, so like I think just in general, like, we are going to talk about the quarterbacks at large here at the station. Fans over drinks at the bar with their buddies are going to talk about it. Like, who do you think should start? It's going to be the thing that kind of dominates the topic or the subject, but over some of these other things. Now, maybe the Quinshon Judkins story trickles in there where it's like, well, now this changes the outlook of the running back room if he faces suspension. But the quarterbacks, because it's the most important position and the Browns don't have a starter right now, is going to be the thing everyone wants to talk about and everybody has an opinion on. But I think you're right. That, like, from a national standpoint, I'm assuming a lot of networks and pundits and stuff, like, they look at this situation, they're just like, I mean, it's not a story until it's a story, and it doesn't really become a story until somebody like Shador Sanders takes the reins, right? Like, nobody really cares if Joe Flacco starts. Nobody really cares if Kenny Pickett starts nationally. Nobody really cares, frankly, I don't think, if Dylan Gabriel starts, because I think most people view the Browns overdrafting Dylan Gabriel when they drafted him in the third round. It doesn't become a national story until Shador Sanders basically gets a chance to play. And then everyone's going to be like, all right, this is this highly touted rookie that we feel like should have gone earlier in the draft. And now he's getting this chance to take the reins. And this is something that we can actually sell. So I do think it centers more so around Shador than it does just the quarterback competition, especially on a national level.
216-474-0092. A bigger storyline heading into camp next week. The Browns quarterback battle itself or Shador. What's interesting to me is, personally, because this is where I think everybody else is, personally, I split it in half. Like, to me, it's Joe Flacco and Shador. Like, I trust Joe to go out there and be the adult in the room. If I don't know that he's going to win, but I think there are going to be some wild passes, some fun things. I expect the early part of the season to at least have a chance and have some fun if he starts. Whereas if Shador starts week one, I'm going to be looking at this going, all right, well, for him to have made this, like, they put him 4 on the depth chart for a reason. There are forces that work against him in that building that do not work against Dylan Gabriel, that do not work against Kenny Pickett, that do not work against Joe Flacco. So for him to win it, he's got the biggest uphill battle. So if he wins it week one specifically, not if he's the first guy off the bench 6 weeks in, 7 weeks in, 8 weeks, he wins it week one. That's a huge, that'll be so exciting just because it's like, well, I thought he was a second round talent. He's a fifth round pick. All right, let's go see what happens. And by the way, it's the only thing that can top the excitement of Joe. There's much more boom or bust there. Like, he could just go out and he could just be stink on crap for 6 weeks and we could go back to Joe. But both of those guys present a bit of hope. Whereas if Kenny Pickett wins it, I'm going to be like, okay, did Kevin rig the Olympics for him? And if Dylan Gabriel, it'll be another thing of, man, Kev, you really can't deal with a quarterback that doesn't fit everything you want to do.
Well, and what I also just think, like, by nature, we've already sort of set this conversation up to be, or I think it just kind of naturally has happened this way. Every quarterback conversation is basically like a tentacle of the Shador topic.
Tentacle. Okay. Got the right one there.
Yes. Not
the other.
I don't even want to try to guess what runs through your mind sometimes. So it's all good.
Enjoy the bulge.
That's a smart move there.
Tom Withers making an appearance again.
If I was Tom, I'd be so offended that you thought that was him. That was part of why I attacked you. I was like, come on, Tom's a respected man in the community, and I'm Nick Wilson. All right. Let's keep some distance between those two brands for the sake of Tom.
But yes, every quarterback conversation, it feels like, is kind of just a tentacle of the Shador thing. Because it all starts with, you have this polarizing quarterback in your room, in Shador Sanders, and everyone kind of wants to know, like, when does he play? And so it's kind of like, if he doesn't start, if he starts week one, it's one of the biggest national stories, of course, around the entire NFL. And what does that mean for the rest of the room? Like, who's getting the short straw? Are you keeping both veterans? Like, who gets traded? Who gets cut? That type of thing. If he doesn't start week one, then it's like, okay, why isn't he starting? And, like, who are you starting in his place? Like, everything sort of, Shador is kind of the alpha and the omega of the quarterback competition, the quarterback conversation, because everybody wants to know, like, is he starting immediately? Are they going to wait and slow play it, which is what it looks like they're doing? They're kind of going to be patient with, I think, both rookies and not put them in a less advantageous situation to be successful. They want the veterans to kind of take those blows early in the season, I think, and then maybe let those guys play later in the year.
But this is
but
where
even
I
if they
do
play
think,
at some point.
Just to what you're saying, this is where I think the Browns have to be patient and understand there's going to be the bump that first week of interest in Shador, yeah, increased media availability. Everything after that is based on if Shador can really threaten for this job. Because I think it's a slow build, yeah, that really starts
it becomes
really churning
like, it's a
out
ground
and
swell that becomes like a tsunami.
Heading into week one. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you then. Do you think the Browns are you talked about like rigging it for Kenny Pickett. Do you think the Browns are purposely going to rig it in a way where Shador, that doesn't happen, where they're trying to avoid that, where he doesn't get reps with the ones until like the last week of the preseason or something like that, they don't want it to be this, become this thing, and they don't want him to play well with like the top groups necessarily. Not that they're trying to like sabotage him, but do you think they're going to set it up in a way where like they don't put him out there to even have the chance to do that so that it doesn't become a big thing?
I think if you pair it with the Shador as a developmental quarterback, which is the most asinine thing they've ever tried to sneak across the radar, if you pair it with that, I think Kevin really likes the two of the other three quarterbacks, and I think that is another thing that goes against Shador. Could I see them trying to control the situation beyond, hey, let's give this kid a chance and see what he can do? Yes. And ultimately, that's what I don't think they should do. To me, that will end up with people getting fired if you kind of go, oh, we're going to go Flacco, and then Flacco didn't work out, so, oh, hey, we're going to go Dylan Gabriel. And if Shador is your last resort, and all of a sudden he pulls a Jalen Hurts where he shows you enough to be a part of that room the next year as a starter, and you're still 3-14, yeah, that could be a really dicey situation, because you're going to look at this and go, well, you couldn't tell this behind the scenes. You couldn't tell that this kid was building this. 216-474-0092. Heading into camp, what is the bigger quarterback battle? What is a bigger storyline? The Browns quarterback battle or Shador himself? Is it disrespect for Jerry Jeudy or just reality? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You have been the conductor of the Jerry Jeudy needs more respect train.
Yeah.
How do you feel about on the ESPN, Jeremy Fowler, voted on by executives, head coaches, and players that Jerry Jeudy did not receive a single vote for top 10 wide receiver?
I'm not surprised by that. And here's the thing. Like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, if I'm making a list of the top 10 wide receivers in football, Jerry's probably not in my top 10. I know we discussed this a little bit last week. I do think he's in that next kind of group, though, where top 15 is where I feel like he would probably end up for me, just based off of how last season went. And there are reasons for that. And I understand on a larger scale, as we talk about national narratives versus like local narratives, especially coming off the last conversation, like Jerry isn't going to get a ton of respect yet because we're only a year removed from people saying like, why would the Browns even trade for this guy and give him an extension? He's a bust. When then he goes out and has the season that he had, and people want to see it more consistently now. They're now expecting him to, okay, now that you did it once, do it again, and then we'll talk. And so I understand where that kind of thought process comes from for a lot of these people. But I do think that Jerry proved last year in an absolute circus of a quarterback situation. And he's had that for a lot of his career, don't forget, as well. And on top of that, an offense that was historically bad, that scored the least amount of touchdowns in the sport last year. We know about how much they went 3 and out last year, how bad they were at being able to stay on the field and sustain drives. I think what he did was immensely impressive for that to be his, for that situation to produce his first 1,000-yard season. And it was beyond that. It was 1,200 plus yards, and he was top five in receiving last year. Like, to me, that was an accomplishment that I think warranted him being in the conversation as like a top 15 wide receiver, and frankly, on some of these top 100 lists.
He cannot control who his quarterback is, and he has had, I mean, 7 games of Deshaun Watson, another, you know, 6-7 games of Jameis Winston, and then DTR. And by the way, it was the worst quarterback situation he's played with, which is saying something, because he had Russell Wilson and a bunch of other washed dudes in his 4 years in Denver. He also, I mean, like, let's be really clear about what happened last year. No one talked about the demise of the Browns because no one wanted to talk about Deshaun Watson on a national level, and they were the least interesting 3-4 team in the NFL outside of Cleveland for the Deshaun stuff and other parts. So none of that is what Jerry can control. But you also can't make him something. I do think if you put a top-flight quarterback with Jerry, I think he could have some real consistent production. But that's an I think. Right? Like, there are quarterbacks, there are wide receivers who've had great careers with crappy quarterbacks and still have lived. I mean, Steve Smith had, God bless him, Jake Delhomme, who was his best quarterback he played with. And then post the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. So after Joe kind of lost some of his luster there, and that was his career. So, like, that's a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame who had production despite having lesser quarterbacks around him. So I think this is just the reality. Like, some of the reality is things Jerry can't control. Well, okay, you've had 1,000-plus-yard season, and it happened to be in a year where no one was paying attention. But the things that people pay attention to, if it's not about yardage, if it's not about team success, the thing you can control is touchdowns. And he's just not consistently done that either. So, like, I know you're really pushing this, you know, Jerry Jeudy's kind of being slept on or whatever, and I think there's something to what you're saying. But I'm like, yeah, it's not his fault entirely. But no, he's a fine receiver.
You brought up the touchdown thing back-to-back weeks now. You talk about, like, receivers can only control so much. I think a lot of the touchdown thing is based off of, like, that as well.
I think that's one of the things they can control. You can't necessarily control yardage, but if you get the ball and make plays – yeah, like, you should have more than a career high of 6 touchdowns in your career. Yardage is just about a volume of how many catches are you going to get. But touchdowns, how many times did you touch the ball and turn you-know-what into success? I was trying to do the old blank into Shinola, and I was like, oh, I don't remember how that saying goes. I'm going to butcher it on air here. But no, I mean, that is, like, touchdowns are one of the things that wide receivers have the most control over, because it's what do you do when you get the ball in your hands? He was wide open a bunch and got the ball in wide open situations. Again, I'm not trying to hammer him for it. It's just, if we call him a top 10, top 15 receiver, he's got to have those things.
I think, though, like, there's context to this. You go back and you watch every game, there probably is times where, given the quarterback situation he had, DTR, I know times DTR missed Jerry Jeudy on opportunities. He was wide open. I know there was times where Deshaun Watson missed him. The only person who really could find him when he was open, it seemed, consistently was Jameis Winston.
What about the year before? What about the year before that? It's 5 years in. His career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Career high in the season is 6 touchdowns.
I mean, I think six touchdowns in a season is pretty good.
I mean, look at how many Jamar has. Look at how many, like, the guys you're trying to compare him to. Jamar,
I'm not comparing
Justin.
Him to Jefferson and Jamar, though. I said he's not top 10.
All right, but okay, but look in that next group. He is, honestly, he's somewhere in between the 15th best receiver and the 32nd.
But my thing with the touchdown thing is this, though. Like, you wanted him to score like 70-yard touchdowns every time? Because that offense was backed up so much. They had very few.
You've touted his yardage, which is just a volume stat.
They had very few red zone opportunities last year, opportunities even on their side of the field, where he would have more advantageous opportunities to score.
Isn't that the point of him, though, is that he is a lightning bolt? Like, he is fast as hell? Isn't that one of the things?
Okay, but how many touchdowns do even guys like Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase score in a season where they're breaking off like 80 yards?
Well,
how many like 80-yard touchdowns do they have in like a season? In a season?
I made that up. You responded to that. You asked me a stat that none of us know off the top of our head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're asking a guy to do something that was like within the offense and the construct of the offense and how bad they were. They were on their side of the field as often as, like, so often that it was hard for a guy to just like constantly be relied on to, like, hey, just break every single tackle on your way to the end zone. Like, the offense was historically bad. I'm not saying that he was that like, there weren't other opportunities early in his career where he you know, I think people assume by now, especially as a first-round pick, he would have had a 1,000-yard season before 2024. I get that. But I think you saw those flashes last year. I think you saw him take the reins. Even when Amari Cooper was here, he was starting to look like he was more of the number one guy on this team and in this offense, and he really took that role and embraced
it. That's much more of a knock on Amari. I don't get anointing Jerry. Like, he's in the middle class of wide receivers. There's 100 of those guys. So, like, it can be a little like, all right, we're fighting for like the sand, quicksand kind of turf here of like, all right, is he the 15th best or the 32nd best? There's really no difference between a lot of those guys. But, like, T. Higgins is somewhere between 10 and 20. Yeah, T, splitting with Jamar Chase, has been the better, more productive player than Jerry on average over the last 3 years.
Do you factor injury into this at all, though, too? Because, like, T. Higgins is consistently not on the field either.
Yeah, but
Jerry
consistently
Jeudy
produces
hasn't missed
when
a lot
he
of
does.
Games.
No, that's not true. Remember, those first couple years in Denver, I think he has a couple, like, 10 10-game seasons. Like part, or no, I, nope, sorry, thinking of Elijah Moore, of a guy who didn't play 16 games. That's on me. I mixed up my mid-wide receivers here. Think the point is, I think Jerry is a really nice player, but I'm not crowning him. Like, he is a part of an offense that was trash last year. That's not his fault. Again, there's a lot of things that are not his fault. But, like, just to say, well, he had a lot of yardage, it's like, well, yeah, he was the only wide receiver that catch the ball. He should have had 1,200 yards last year. It's an accomplishment. I hadn't done it. But, like, all right, you want me to think you're a top 15 wide receiver on a team with no other wide receiver of repute? Okay, where's the touchdowns? Where are the big plays? Because that's what separates the 32nd best wide receiver to the 15th best wide receiver.
I think you saw some of those things in those games that he played with Jameis. The Denver game certainly stands out as one where he made the big plays.
Yeah, some, but not enough. Hating on him. Just be realistic.
I understand
about
what you're saying in terms of like, yeah, there's ways he can be better. I'm just saying, like, I think within the construct of that offense, and act like there wasn't other good players in. We were talking about this team last year with that roster being like a dark horse Super Bowl contender. Like, we thought their wide receiver room was pretty good. Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper. We all thought Elijah Moore was better than people gave him credit for, because the year before, we saw Joe Flacco turn Elijah Moore into something that can actually produce.
And then what happened?
But again, within the construct of the offense,
like, just because we thought something doesn't mean we have to.
But there was only one player who really balled out in the construct of an offense that had that quarterback play, and it was him.
He didn't ball out. He put up a lot of yardage.
I thought he balled.
This is where
I say he balled out.
I mean, I don't know.
How can you not say a guy who was top five in receiving?
Because yardage is an overrated stat. He played the whole season.
But you can say that about anybody. Drake London had 40 more yards than Jerry Jeudy on like 10 more catches. And he's in everybody's top 100.
How many touchdowns does he have? How many big plays does he have?
I think he had 8.
Okay.
But again.
Okay, so he had double? Okay, well, that does count a little bit more.
He also had a better quarterback situation.
Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr.?
Dude, okay, Kirk Cousins was playing good football at the beginning of the season.
Until he didn't.
And then he didn't. And then Michael Penix, I think, actually played well enough that the Falcons are like, hey, we feel pretty good about you being our starter next year.
He was the 8th pick, which is why they feel good about him being the starter the next year.
I don't even remember Michael Penix stats, but I'm going to look him up now.
Man, you got big Penix energy. We've been saying that for a while. But no, I mean, again, this is not to, I don't want to, like, Jerry is one of the reasons why I'm excited about this season. I really am. I think he's a fine player. But, like, some of the things that you can say about Jerry this year are the things that Denver fans said for 4 years. Like, oh, he shows you flashes. Oh, man, if he only did X, Y, and Z. And there's nothing wrong. By the way, there's absolutely no sin in being a top 32 wide receiver, which I think he is. But when we start talking about top 15.
Michael Penix Jr.'s 3 touchdown passes were to Drake London.
I knew it. Yeah. By the way, 3 touchdowns in how many games?
How many games did he play? Let me go back.
Ready for this one.
5.
Oh, man. That's almost, that's every, I'm not going to jam you up and be a D about this. Of course I am. Big numbers there by Michael Penix.
Okay, but either way, Drake London's numbers are comparable to Jerry Jeudy's.
Yeah, except he made more big plays and more touchdowns. Now, in fairness, he's a different style wide receiver because he's a big wide receiver.
Yeah.
So that bodes well.
And their offense had more opportunities to score close to the end zone, which is where he was making some of his plays.
Yeah, but it was still a bad offense.
Because their offense could actually move the football.
It was still
Their offense actually scored more points.
I'm excited for Jerry, and I can't wait to see if he can build on what he did last year. But his seasons have not been beyond reproach. And by the way, it should also be said, the Browns have started to win that trade already because of what Jerry has done. But like, when we try to answer the question of Jerry Jeudy is a top blank receiver, yeah, 32. Because he just doesn't have some of the same numbers or success that those other guys do. And it's not just last year. If you start to put it in a rolling 3-year average, it looks good. It doesn't look great. And if you're top 20 in a league where 2 to 3 wide receivers play at all times, except in Cleveland, 2 to 3 wide receivers play all the time, there's a plethora of really good wide receivers, which is probably where Jerry grades out right now.
You think the Falcons' offense was so bad, they scored the 11th most touchdowns in the NFL last year.
What about the second half of the season?
The Browns scored 29, which was the league worst.
Yeah, okay. What about the second half? How many touchdowns they scored there?
I haven't broken it down like that, so I'll have to find out for you. But regardless, I'm just saying, the idea that the offense was so bad, that Jerry didn't have the opportunities to necessarily do some of the things that you're talking about. I'm not saying he can't be better.
But at the same point, you can't then tout his yardage. You can't tout one part of the stat that actually favors, like, he's so underrated, and then the rest of it is like, well, it's not his fault.
I mean, we point to that with a lot of other guys, though, too. Like, in the conversation with some of the top guys in the NFL. Puka Nacua only had 6 touchdowns last year. He had 1,400 yards.
Okay, was Puka also hurt? That's a bad faith argument.
He played
argument.
17 games last year.
Was he hurt? Was he healthy? Wasn't his health like a big
guys
part of that?
Guys play through injuries all the time. What does it matter?
Okay. 216-474-0092. Jerry Jeudy is a top blank receiver. Fill in that blank and more on this argument. And James in Middlefield in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think he would be a starting wide receiver for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For sure. On every team in the NFL, probably maybe not Cincinnati because they have T and Jamar Chase. But what I mean is most teams might have, if they're lucky.
You mean he'd be a number one on
no.
You're saying he would be a starter.
I don't think he's a definitive number one yet. I think that's still TBD. And again, the number one conversation can get really, really reductive really, really quickly. But either from production or just his style of play, I just don't know yet. And in fairness, I want to continue to go back to this. Not a lot of that is on Jerry. Some of it is, but not everything is on Jerry, maybe is a better way to put it. But it's interesting. Like, I understand the urge to crown him because with that comes a peace of mind of, well, at least we have Jerry Jeudy. Well, last year was his best yardage season. Let's see if we can have a great yardage season mixed with
also his best
some more tutties.
Too,
but. Receptions, too.
Listen, I I get the hesitancy, and I get where people want to see it more consistently. Again, we're only a year removed from people having conversations where they're like, why would they pay Jerry Jeudy? But I feel confident in like what he showed last year. Again, and a lot of my argument is based in just how putrid the offense was. And this is where it gets interesting, because like you can go back in history and find other comparisons. We were talking about the Falcons this past year. Twitter reactions or X reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Real Xavier P tweeted us, and he brought up like Julio Jones. He had one season where he had 10 touchdowns. The rest, he had 8 or less every other season. And I pulled up one season specifically in 2017 where he only had 3 touchdowns but 1,400 yards. And he was, listen, there, that team was pretty good in terms of like other talent around him. He had Mohamed Sanu, who was okay.
Tony Gonzalez, Mohamed Sanu, Roddy White.
Not at that stage, he didn't have Tony Gonzalez.
But across those, across that 8-year period that we're talking about, he had at least 2 other weapons in the passing game. Not even talking about like pass catching running backs each time. Your competition last year was.
I mean, early on,
Elijah Moore?
Early on, it was Amari Cooper until he got traded.
Amari was non-existent.
That was like 7 weeks.
Amari was non-existent.
But target-wise, though, like he was the guy quarterbacks are looking at first, and Jerry was still able to make some plays. And then obviously after that, it became Elijah Moore, and that's where things kind of obviously fell apart. David Njoku being out there, granted, he wasn't the same player. I just think there is something impressive. It has to be... No matter how you feel about Jerry Jeudy, top 15, top 20, top 32 in terms of a wide receiver, you have to, and I'm not saying that you're disrespecting him. I understand what you're saying and the argument you're making, and you've been very candid all along in saying that it's not all Jerry's.
Cindric Steptoe.
And that it's not all Jerry's fault, and that you do think Jerry's a good player. I'm just saying, like, what has to be recognized, no matter how you feel about Jerry and where he falls in the world of wide receiver rankings, is that what he did last year, when you really break down that offense and how putrid it was and the quarterbacks that he had throwing to him, that is impressive that he was able to put that up. All the doubts about not being able to put up 1,000-yard seasons, for him to do it in his first year to be in that offense, that is impressive. I also do wonder real quick, if he had had that other season in 2022 where he came up just short of 1,000 yards and he was at like 980, if he had another 1,000-yard season under his belt, people would feel different.
See, but I think it's they play 17 games. And this, again, I'm not trying to cheapen what he's done. I'm trying to put it in the right context. I think once they went to 16 games, 1,000 yards started to feel like maybe not the biggest end-all be-all in an era where guys are, quarterbacks are passing for 4,000 to 5,000 yards with great regularity. And again, I don't want to just completely dismantle, because there's so much I like about Jeudy, and I'm very excited for him. But man, there's a part of me that we just keep coming back to yardage, and I'm like, okay, yardage and receptions, if you're the only wide receiver of any repute on that season across 17 games, I expect you to have some of those numbers. Let's go with Adam in Lakewood. Welcome to the show, buddy. Adam, real quick, Jerry Jeudy is a top fill-in-the-blank receiver. What you got?
I like him in the 15 zone. I like that 15 zone.
There you go, Adam. Okay.
For sure. Guys, I was walking down the street, and I had this vision. Based on what I know right now, Flacco, Jeudy, Njoku, Fannin. Unstoppable. Unmatchable. And you want to see Mr. Jeudy jump off? That would be the formula. I don't think anybody in the AFC North has the athletes to even match that. That's just based on what I know now. What do you guys think? And I can just listen, or you want to visit some more. I don't care.
Adam, be good, buddy. We appreciate you. I love the optionality always.
I like the optimism.
I would say Cincinnati has a couple guys. And by the way, it's not just Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Yoshibosh is interesting. Chase Brown. Gosh, who's the damn tight end that I'm forgetting about?
Mike Gesicki. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Which is just unfair. Like, Gesicki is... He's not who we thought coming out of Penn State. He is still just a big-bodied, incredibly athletic guy. I think Baltimore's got some dudes now. Zay Flowers, they've got like 3 other guys.
You think Zay Flowers is better than Jerry Jeudy? Like, would you put him ahead on your ranking?
That's tough, because I think Jerry's a more well-rounded receiver. Like, Zay's just a lightning bug, man. He is just... He's got a giddy-up gear that like 3 dudes in the NFL have. That's not fair. Like, 10 guys have... And, like, one of them's Keaton Mitchell, who I don't even know if he's on Ravens anymore. Yeah. But no, I mean, I think Zay is thought of as better by NFL people than Jerry. That would actually be one I'd push back on.
I think that's more because of the team he plays for, too.
No, like, I think that's fair. And he does the plays that people get super excited about. That's the other thing.
That's the other thing that I think gets, like, in this conversation that happens. It's like some people just look and they realize, like, well, the Browns were 3-14 last year. How good could this guy really be? Like, he kind of flies under the radar that way. Whereas, like, somebody like Zay Flowers gets boosted by the fact that he plays with on a team that's a Super Bowl contender, has Lamar Jackson, all these different things. So I think that sort of comes when you talk about, like, top 100 lists and things. I think that matters. I thought what was interesting from that caller, though, was, like, he's bringing up how I think there is optimism for this offense to be better than people are anticipating. I think a lot of that kind of is in flux now with the Quinshon Judkins thing, because you were expecting he was going to be this lead back in your backfield, and that was going to sort of get the offense, be the offense's identity, and then everything would kind of build off of that. I think what's interesting is, like, if you think they're going to put up big numbers with the guys they have, you know, like, Jerry is resoundingly your number one target as your top wide receiver, but, like, what did Njoku's numbers look like when you factor in that, like, Harold Fannin's also going to be out there? So I think those things all kind of come into play, too, in terms of, like, and without Judkins, are they going to be more pass happy than we initially thought? Like, it's all kind of interesting how this all sort of ties together.
Jerry Jeudy is a top fill in the blank receiver. Adam and Lakewood, our guy, Spencer German here, saying top 15. I think I kind of want to say top 20, but I'm going to stick with top 32. And the Browns and Steelers compared in about 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.